Blog Talk Radio.
Making our sleep very comfortable is surely a way to get a good night's sleep. How you may ask? Well, I will tell you. Hey everyone, I'm Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Comfort is the key word for our homes, but especially where we sleep, because we want to make sure that everything is comfortable when we lay down at night. Now, I say sleeping environment mainly because I recognize everyone does not go to sleep at night in a bed, in a room with a door. Many of us sleep differently, maybe a futon or maybe a sleeper couch, or maybe we create our own pallet, and you know. But wherever it is, comfort is the key word for our homes, but especially where we sleep. Because we want to get as much sleep and rest we can, where we lay our heads should be a very important place to keep bursting with comfort. Ha ha! I bet you guys thought I was going to say color. Nope, you guys heard me right when I said comfort, not color. Because everyone is not a color fanatic as I am. Here are industry guidelines for choosing a color for your sleeping environment. But I say, whatever color you choose, one that is right for you, and how your furniture is arranged, again, what's right for you, basically, I think is personal. But there are a few things to remember when you are setting up your sleep environment. Just as Nancy Sinatra said, these boots are made for walking. Sleep therapists say the bedroom or sleeping environment is for two things, one being sleep. Busy families today squeeze as much as possible in the master bedroom. It becomes a mini office, a screening room, a sewing and craft room, a work room, a mini kitchen, a laundry room, a doctor's office to mend little boo-boos and little hearts. In most households, the master does not revert back to itself until, well, somewhere into the night, you know, when everyone is asleep, when the person that is the master, which is me in my case, is enjoying the tranquility of retiring for the evening. Relaxing is so underrated, but so necessary for the success needed to conquer the world. Well, at least our part of the world, anyway. A good night's sleep alone, along with these five must-haves, puts success in reach, like the light at the end of the tunnel. Number one, a comfortable and tranquil environment with a good airflow. Our sleeping environments should be comfortable and tranquil enough with a good airflow so we can sleep. Number two, our mattress and bed pillow should be comfortable. Now, again, I said sleeping environment means the sleeper couch or the futon. Wherever the base is that you lay, it should be as comfortable as you can make it. Number three, soft cotton and linen sheets, pillowcases, and blankets and throws are the best. That's what I think. I know that there are a lot of sleepers out there that like the silk and microfiber sheets, and that's fine. Whatever makes you comfortable, if you can sleep on silk, if you can sleep on microfiber sheets, go right ahead. But I do believe that there should be something on top of the base wherever it is you sleep. Number four, wear comfortable and breathable sleepwear. You know, don't wear sleep pants that, you know, are just simply too tight or too big. because if it's too big and when you turn over, you got to pull the, you know, the sleep lamps with you. Make sure that whatever you sleep in is comfortable. Number five, think about having a lamp with a three-way bulb. And the reason I say using a three-way bulb or one that you touch, because one of my friends has a touch lamp on her nightstand, which I think it goes into three different light levels. And I really think that because as we're getting closer, you know, to slumber, to time to go to sleep, the softer the light, the better, because it kind of enhances the feeling of falling asleep and slumbering. So, yes, so please have, I think this is a good idea, a lamp with a three-way bulb or at least being able to change the level of the light on a nightstand or table that is the same height as your wherever it is you're sleeping, and having a well-stocked bed table. I do agree with that. Now, the comfort comes in, and you might ask, well, what does the comfort come in? Well, when you stretch your arm out to get your glass of water, you're not going up or down, you're just going straight across. When you turn the clock, the alarm clock off in the mornings, although if you're my son, Raymond, you might want to have the alarm clock across the room, because he was my heavy sleeper. I tell you, my dad used to threaten to come in there with a glass of cold water and throw on me. So I'm not really sure if he would ever have done it, but I heard the warning, and I didn't want to test him. So having the alarm clock on the other side of the room, that at least forces you to get out of the bed. That'd be a good idea. But if on your nightstand, the comfort is being able to stretch your arm across, not up or down, just across. So that is basically some things that I have discovered that I list as must-haves in your room to be comfortable, and in your sleeping environment to be comfortable. Now, it's up to you where it is and how you want to arrange your furniture and how you want to paint the wall. There are suggestions in this industry, the interior design industry. But I've been asked what's the best color. Well, I think neutral colors are the best. It's up to you. However you feel, you know, about the colors in your room. So I really do hope, I always say this every time I produce a show, I really do hope that something I said was helpful and you love on your sleep environment as much as you can, because it gives you so much and you just returning the favor. Please be sure to listen to our full show on Monday at 7:30 Central Standard Time, where we will be talking about furniture arranged for the holidays. Now, this is not in the sleeping environment. This is actually in the dining room and in the common areas that your family will be in while you're hosting the Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to be talking about that, how you can open up a conversation area, how you can create, just by simply arranging the furniture, you can create a conversation area. And, that will help keep our guests. You're the hostess this year. These tips will help make life a little easier. Well, with more folks in the house, you may want to make sure that all your guests are able to sit and be comfortable and see each other when they're talking. And that will be Monday at 7:30 on our regular show, and that is Central Standard Time. If you have any comments or questions about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, please feel free to visit the Facebook page, and that address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you sleep well. Have good dreams.